Act like I never told you.
8:44, let's bring in Abby Clancy, who's she's been sitting with Alan for 20 minutes, so she's probably bored out of her brain.
Hi, Abby.
Hello.
Hi there, love. How are you?
I'm good. I'm gutted I'm late, Chris, because now I've got less time with you.
You got less time?
Yeah.
But if we lived together, you could have all the time you wanted.
Don't start already.
What? I'm not starting already.
Have you still got my calendar up?
I've still got everything up, Abby. That came out wrong. I didn't mean that. I meant all my pictures up.
There should have been a pause between up and...
How long have you been with Peter for now?
3 years.
3 years. How's it going? And he's
amazing, better than ever.
You're not getting bored of him. You don't want to move on.
Not at all.
That body doesn't get boring. Have you seen
his body? Sensational.
He stopped showing it to me after a while. You don't fancy going on to a bigger man, a man with meat?
I couldn't get any bigger than him.
Well, I'm bigger.
Widthways, but not...
Yeah, I mean, not height.
Sorry, no.
No, it's all right. That's what I meant anyway. So, I'm clearing out my front room, right,
okay,
the other day, and I found an old programme from Aston Villa versus Leeds United.
Okay.
Where a very young, fresh-faced Peter Crouch was on the front cover of the programme. He's a very new player then.
This was 2002, so 6 years ago.
Okie dokie.
Do you want to see it?
I want to see it, yeah.
Okay. Turn that over, and that's your man.
Oh, he's so cute.
He's not cute. Come on, he's blossomed. Abby, you wouldn't have touched him with a barge pole then.
I would.
He's nicer now, though, right?
He's stunning now. I think everyone has to go through that young phase.
The ugly phase. That's what you can say that.
No, I'm not saying that.
Will he be listening this morning?
Yes.
Yeah, Peter, what Abby says is a few years ago when you were a minger.
No, I did not say that. He looks younger there. Like, he's got no, like, beard or anything. He just looks like a little boy.
He can grow a beard at that point, I don't think.
But I think he's stunning anyway. He's got fabulous eyes.
He was only short then as well. He was only 7'5". How tall are you?
Suckin' it, Chris. I'm 5'9".
5'9". Same as me.
Same, yeah.
You look about 5'6" to me.
How rude!
No.
That's because I'm in a ditch. Here, let me... That's better.
Chris and I are the same height, and we're both about, what, 5'9", 5'10"-ish?
You're 5'8".
6 foot.
No, we're not.
Yes, you are. We've measured you before.
How rude, Rachel. Just gonna pipe down. Go and get some food or something.
Pipe down.
Well, anyway, I'm pleased it's all going well. You, though, seriously... Since he's been going out with you, he's got better looking.
Mm.
You agree? That's good.
No, I just think he's grown up. And I'm biased because I always think he's beautiful.
Oh,
so.
God. I think she's...
As soppy as that sounds,
I think she's quite
true.
Seriously loved up, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you know what? Even me, Dave, I don't think I've got much of a chance with Abby today.
I don't think so either.
I even think she turned me down.
Because you're not...
If you would have just got there 3 years ago, Chris, I would have been all yours for
me. It would have been nice.
Because if people have a type, you certainly don't look anything like him.
I wouldn't have liked you 3 years ago because you were a bit wild and mad then. Whereas now, you're a kind of sensible, mature woman.
Okay.
And then you're a crazy girl. No, I mean, you know, but you were a bit wilder then.
Well, I was young, I was a teenager, so...
Exactly.
Everyone's allowed to be a little bit...
Exactly.
Exactly, I was born there, in that hospital.
Exactly! Exactly! Hey! Right, we've got lots of things to talk to you about.
I'm hot.
I know you are, you're gorgeous. Oh, I see what you mean, sorry. Dave, turn that aircon
down or up.
Up. Up.
Up.
You look very nice.
Thank you.
Talk us through what you're wearing today. I don't know why I asked.
I'm wearing black leggings, black boots, and a little... vesty thing. This is from my friend's shop called Club Anisha. Little,
oh, very nice.
New little shop.
Very nice.
So yeah,
that's where I get my clothes from.
Club.
What? Weight Watchers Club. That's
club,
where I get
like them. The biscuits.
Yeah, shut up. So, the fashion show.
Yeah.
Which is your show.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're presenting.
Yes.
How is that for you?
Oh, my God. It was terrifying at the start, obviously, because I've done a little bit of TV, but I've never actually presented. So to have an earpiece in and doing the auto cue and all that was terrifying and in front of an audience. But I think I'm so lucky doing that type of show because it's like a girl's dream to be talking about clothes all day and working with the lovely George, who you should stop taking the pee out of.
George Lamb. Yes. I love George Lamb.
good.
He's lovely.
Yeah, he is.
He's tall as well. He's a tall boy.
Yeah, he's 6'5", George.
Yeah. Mm. He's just a little bit taller than me and Dave. Mm.
But it's great. I love it. And we have amazing guests on each week. Singers, presenters, celebrities, whatever.
They get fashionable people on. I'm very surprised they haven't asked me to go on that show.
Not yet, they haven't.
We asked you, but apparently you said no.
Oh, did I? Oh, yeah. Well, there you go.
Okay.
But that would have been my people, not me. And the show goes out...
tonight, 7 o'clock, ITV2.
ITV2. Mm-hmm. Watch the show tonight.
Yeah.
On tonight's show is Sophie Ellis-Bextor.
Oh.
Yeah.
She was nice.
Was she nice?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't she lovely? Abby Clancy. isn't she gorgeous? One of the quotes I've got about you down here says that Abby Clancy has chosen to stay in Liverpool with Peter rather than pursue her modelling career in LA.
I just don't know where all this comes from.
Now, if that was true, with Peter's current move to a different place, would you be thinking LA seems like a nice idea?
No.
Okay, fair enough.
No, I think people are, like, stressing that. I just, obviously for me, going over to LA and, like, the top model agency saying yeah to me was enough.
Right.
But I'm more of, I can't bear to be away from Peter or my family, so I have to be here.
But how different would it have been, model? Because you make a good living modelling here.
Yeah.
I mean, you might have made a little bit more money, but it's not like you're going to be short of work, though, is it, here?
No, I think the good thing with my job is that, I just do enough to, like, get me by sort of thing, and I enjoy doing it. And, like, obviously with the Matalan thing is a great thing for me because it's a Liverpool brand and it's doing what I want to do, the underwear modelling, so it's a good thing.
And I think you're fine doing that. You should keep doing that.
Okay, I will. Yeah. Just for you, Chris.
I'm bringing out my own range of underwear.
Okay. We should collaborate and bring out joint range.
You've gone in with millets, haven't you?
No, shut up.
Tense.
shut up. The people who make circus tents. but yeah, you could. I need to audition a model to be the spokesmodel for my my W fronts. You know, they're like Y fronts, but a little bit wider.
George wears them, you know, the knickers.
Y fronts.
Knicker things, yeah.
Really?
Mm. W fronts doesn't sound right, though, does it?
Well, W fronts.
Instead of Y fronts, it's for the man with a bigger package. I mean, I'm sure Peter probably would love a pair.
He'd definitely, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Sorry,
okay.
I'm not going to go there.
He's not just tall, Chris, if you know what I'm saying.
Behave.
That easily runs fast three legs, that's all I'm saying.
Oh, no. I'm in trouble.
Is it true that Vashti's going, I'm a celebrity?
No, it's not true. Oh. I couldn't go on that anyway.
Really?
I'd die. I'm terrified of spiders and all that. And
good for you.
Stuff.
I wouldn't do that, Sean. Plus, you've got to sleep in a tent next to a load of weird people.
I know. In the open air, though?
No. I know there's no hotels, there's no hair straighteners.
I don't use straighteners, actually. My hair would fall off if I put straighteners on mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which is your favourite feature on your beautiful, gorgeous, short body? What do you think is your strongest feature?
What do you think is my strongest feature?
Honestly?
Mm.
I like your eyes.
Yeah, I'd say that as well.
I think you've got really nice eyes.
Thank you.
Second would be your breasts, but I would say number one...
Oh, my God,
Chris.
And why? What's
she's a such but a
hang
pair.
On. But that's, why am I a... You're an underwear model. If you had droopy boobs and a fat ass, you wouldn't be working. You've got to... You know, it's because she looks good. See, she ain't an underwear model because of her ears. It's because of the boobs. It's because of the booty, Rachel.
Fair point.
And then thirdly, I'd say your teeth.
Teeth? Oh, I hate my teeth.
You've got really nice teeth and they're really white.
They're so goofy, though. I'm like...
They're not goofy. Yeah,
they are. No. They stick out.
No, look, Rachel's
teeth. Your dad
teeth
says
goofy.
I look like an alien. Teeth. No, Sigourney Weaver or something.
No, you
the alien, then no, it comes out the mouth.
If you want to see bad teeth, you just make Rachel laugh.
Oh, shush.
Oh, my
you're
God,
you're not that great either, thanks.
Oh, they're better than yours.
Don't turn it on me.
Oh, I'm just saying. But Rachel does have good boobs.
Let's have a look.
Yeah. But they're getting smaller, though, Rach. They're more weight
you
lose.
Have you noticed?
Yeah, like Kerry Katona's.
Yeah.
I'm a 32 round here now.
You know, you could probably...
That's quite good for a girl,
yeah,
isn't it?
Like Kerry Katona.
I'm a 32.
Are you?
Or a 30.
Very
no,
narrow.
30.
No, you're not a 32, you're the same as me. you're narrower.
I'm a 32. No, hang on, I'm a 30.
That's your neck.
You look about a 38 double D.
How rude. I'm 36 double D.
I'm joking.
How rude. I would say that you're a 30. I would say you're a 32. I'd go C.
Wrong. Oh. I'm not going down that road.
Double
Chris,
E?
Do you? No.
No, okay, fair enough. Right, what else have we got to talk about? Well, watch the show tonight.
Yeah.
The fashion show tonight is ITV2 at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good time because there's not a lot of good stuff on the telly at 7 o'clock.
Mm. Mm. And all the little girls are all up and can not in bed so they can all watch
having
it.
Their tea, aren't they?
Good idea. Yeah. I know somebody who worked on that show when they did
who?
The pilot for the show. I'm not going to give names out. And I said, what's everyone like? What's Abby Clancy like? And this girl said, she's really, really lovely.
Oh, I thought you were going to be nasty then.
But she's very, she's always kind of like saying, oh, I don't look good, all my hair's horrible, I don't look nice. And she said, and every day she turns up and she looks stunning.
That, I am always moaning. Like, I'm sorry now that I've finished the show and I've got nothing to do apart from, like, clean up and unpack boxes. Because every day I was like, oh, God, when are we finished? When can we go? And now I'm like, oh, miss everyone.
Oh, why are you unpacking boxes? Are you still working for that removal firm?
Yeah, part-time, wow. Though.
Part-time. I thought you'd left.
No, I couldn't. I didn't need to
keep like,
the Saturday job going.
You're like the lads and moving off people's houses
hola,
and stuff.
Hola.
It's good. It's that a lot of people don't know about that, about Abby runs her own removal firm.
Yeah.
That's a good idea, actually.
Why not?
No, I've just moved house.
All right, how is that?
Fabulous.
Nice.
Fabulous, so
are
I love
happy?
It. Yeah, I just feel settled now and just want to because I haven't had time to decorate it or anything, but all the building work's getting done.
So now, do you take over? Will Peter get a say in it, or is it all down to you?
Peter's actually excellent at, like, he likes to have his little input, and he's got good taste, thankfully. But sometimes I'll just agree with him and then go, yeah, Pete, that's a great idea, and look at Jean like that and go...
Do you ever change anything? Do you ever talk about something and then go, do you know what, I'm going to change it, because he'll never remember what he said?
Yeah.
See, women do that all the time.
They take over.
I don't know why they, like, because he's got his rooms in the house that he can do, and then the rest, he's got two rooms, and then I'll do the rest of the house.
And do you, when it comes to the bedroom, your bedroom, you and Peter's bedroom, who gets to say, is it girly?
Pete wanted really modern.
Yeah.
And I like it really girly and classical and looksy.
I'm gonna go for kind of white, grey colours.
No. It's really? Like all creams and taupes and high gloss woods and
nice.
Padded headboards, all that.
Wow, well,
shebang.
Of course, you need the padded headboards for the shebang. not going to do I'm a Celebrity, and Abby's the face and body of Matalan and Dave, of course. Lynx 3.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
And Dave, that's your favourite smell, is Lynx Africa.
Africa, is my scent.
That's what he wears.
He's not joking either.
Do you know, my mum thought that advert where the boy does that funny gauzy eye thing, my mum thought that was real.
That's really? Done on computers, isn't it?
Yeah.
What, where his eyes go around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I could do that. Anyone could do that. Do you want me to do it?
Go on. Oh, God, you actually can.
Thanks very much.
You look like a lizard.
Can't play football, love, but just you can fall in love with them goggly eyes. Right. Should we play our game?
Let's play.
I'm looking forward to playing this game with you. This is going to be great. So we're going to play Are You Smarter Than a Five-Year-Old?
Are you smarter than a
five-year-old? Woo! Hey, it's exciting, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, all right then, okay. Right, so Dominic, who reads our news, he's not here today. He's got a five-year-old son called Finn. Finton. It's very cute.
Finton?
Yeah.
Irish name.
Do you like that name?
I love Finn.
Do you like
Finn? I've never heard Finton.
Well, Finn is just short for Finton. My Gabs is short for Abby.
Abigail.
What?
Abigail.
All right, well, and Abigail. I haven't finished. Shut up. And have a beer. Right, so we're going to play this. We've got 10 questions. Now, he asked his son the questions, and we've got the answers. And I'm going to ask you as well. I'm going to see who is going to get the most points. You.
What's on your piece of paper there? You're not cheating, are you?
Nope. Nothing. They're the notes on you.
Good.
And that's not...
How can he cheat?
Checking.
He's not playing.
Oh!
It's not me versus you, it's you versus Finton.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We've fallen at the first hurdle, Abby.
Sorry.
Rachel, do I have to keep score? Have you got a pen?
Right, you ready to play?
Okie doke.
Well, let's play.
Let's play.
Five.
Zero.
All right, we're going to go for question number one. Lovely Abby Clancy. I've had him at E3 and a half years ago. This could be a different interview. Anyway. Question number one is, who is the lead singer of the Kaiser Chiefs?
Oh, God.
Who is the lead singer of the Kaiser Chiefs? Abby Clancy. This
God
is...
knows. Absolute God knows. I'm going to say John.
John. All right. let's see what Finn had to say.
Ricky Wilson.
Ricky Wilson?
Mm-hmm.
Can you sing a Kaiser Chiefs song?
Ruby. Ah.
Very good.
That's so cute.
The answer was Ricky Wilson. So that's a point to Finn and no points to Abby Clancy. All right, question number two. Do you know the TV show? But have you got nieces and nephews, anything like that?
Yeah.
Right. Who is the teacher in Balamori?
Balamori. Oh, bloody hell. He's definitely going to know that. I don't know.
This is it.
Rosie.
Rosie, you say? Let's see what Finn said.
Miss Hooley.
Miss Hooley. Which is the right answer. Which means you get a...
God.
That is his age group, though.
How thick are you?
I haven't got time to be sitting and watching Balamori, thanks. Or listening to the Kaiser Chiefs for that
moment. I've got a successful modelling career. I don't sit at home watching kids telly all day, fat pig.
All right, question number three. Abby Clancy... I'm going to ask Finn this question first, and then you get a chance. Abby Clancy used to be in a girl band. Do you know what they were called? Finn, do you know what they were called?
I don't know.
He doesn't know. There's a chance for you to steal a point, Abby.
Let me guess. Genie Queen?
That's the right answer.
Do you know what? I was in the gym the other day for the first time in like a year, I'll have to add. But and the song Come On that we did a song with, like Chicken Lips, a cover of Let the Music Play. Like it, and it was on, and I could just hear me singing in the gym.
Was it your version came on?
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God.
Do you think they put that on purpose?
No, they didn't know.
All right. Okay.
She actually turned it off halfway through. And
did, did he get in the charts?
Oh, God knows.
No. Okay.
Doubt it. No, didn't.
Would you fancy doing that again? Singing again?
Not yet.
Not yet.
I'll stick to karaoke.
All right. This is going very well, Abby. This is. Are you nervous?
I'm terrified.
Do you want me to come around and give you a hug? Are you all right? No, okay, fine.
Next question.
Next question is, how old is Chris Moyles? How old am I?
38.
Laugh at that?
42.
Don't go higher!
Well, hang on, we need a final answer off you.
42, because 42. You laughed. 42. Because Rachel laughed.
42.
All right. Let's ask Finn the question.
34.
Oh.
34. Look at the look on her face. What are you looking like that for?
Is that real?
Yeah, it's real.
I thought you were 24, Chris.
Yeah, I'm 24. Sorry, that's what I meant.
I apologise.
42.
No, only because, like...
Yeah, whatever.
Because you're so mature.
Yeah, because you're so mature.
Yeah.
And just a little bit grey.
I'll give you... Distinguished though, right? Sexy.
Sexy. Sexy like silver fox.
Yeah, thanks. Mm. Cheers. Shut up, Rachel.
Oh, I feel terrible now. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you're going to have to make it up to me. I might cry. Give me a hug. Question number five. Which team did Peter Crouch play for before Liverpool?
Southampton.
This is what Finn said.
Chelsea.
Oh.
Dave, is Chelsea right?
It is the wrong answer.
Sorry, Finn. Is Southampton right?
Yes, it is.
Woohoo!
Which means that it's currently 2-2.
Okay.
Between Abby Clancy and a 5-year-old child. Question number six. Who is the Prime Minister?
Gordon Brown.
Finn, who is the Prime Minister?
No.
He doesn't know, which means he gets to that and you get a tick, which means Abby's in the lead.
Oh.
What's that, 3-2?
Yes.
No, 3-3.
No, 3-2, he didn't get it right.
Oh, God, I can't even add up.
He got Kaiser Chiefs and Balamori, Abby got the girl band, and...
That was a bit of an unfair advantage, the girl band one, seeing as it was never out in the public.
Don't say that. We got played in the gym the other day. Don't say that. You don't want him to...
Yeah, but they didn't know it was us.
You don't want him to beat you.
I want him to... He's a new baby.
Well, no, he's five. Oh. All right, number seven. Who is the best judge... I'm going to ask you first. Who is the best judge on X Factor?
I like Cheryl and Simon.
I'm going to give you a point for Cheryl, because everybody likes Cheryl.
Finn? She's hot now.
Yeah. Would you kiss
God.
Her?
I wouldn't. I kiss her on the cheek.
Really? Which one?
Oh, sorry. Shut up.
But no, I'm not. Just...
Cheryl. And the others are stinky.
What did you say then?
What did you say, Finn?
Cheryl. And the others are stinky.
The others are stinky.
Oh.
All right. The others are stinky.
Point each there, then.
So, yeah, it's 4-3. Question number 8. What is in shepherd's pie?
Okay. Mincemeat, carrots, onions, like a gravy, like a stock,
and
mashed potato
and
top.
And a mango, and a banana.
Mashed potato topping.
Let's see what Finn said. What is in shepherd's pie, Finn?
Pig.
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 Well, I think that's a no for Finn. Dave, does Abby get a point?
For mincemeat, if you tell us what type of mincemeat.
I'd put beef in. Or lamb.
Need a final answer off you. Beef or lamb?
Lamb.
Shepherd's pie.
I'd put beef in.
Lamb.
Mm.
Lamb.
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 She said lamb.
Is the right answer.
Well done. Okay, good.
You should taste my beef shepherd's pie.
That's cottage pie.
Oh, yeah.
I put turkey mince in mine.
Abby, you're just weird.
Abby, one night if you should come around and taste my beef. All right, there are 2 questions left.
That is disgusting.
You said it first and I just said it back. Why are you being like that?
Can I keep this, by the way, in the programme? It's gorgeous.
No, I'll do a photocopy of it.
Okay.
It goes my...
Are you an Aston Villa fan?
No, I'm a Leeds fan. We beat them 1-0. Yeah. Mark Fadig scored and I kept the ball. anyway, right. Seriously, done a little ball hold on top of my speaker. Right, question number 9. What is the capital city of Australia?
Canberra.
Oh, rubbish. Finn?
Sydney.
Sydney, he says. Sydney is wrong. Canberra is right.
Me and Peter had this discussion the other day.
Oh, really?
And I got it, obviously, and he thought it was Sydney.
Yeah, but that's because he's stupid.
He's not, actually, thanks.
No, right. Well, you're right, he got it wrong.
No, but people do mistake it to be Sydney, as did little Finn.
Yeah. Final question. I think you're going to run away with this now. Final question on the competition.
I'm smarter than
5. Right, question number 10 is a bit of a random, Abby Clancy. Question number 10 is, what will the weather be like in Birmingham today?
I think it'll be cloudy and then a slight drizzle after 12.
Cloudy with a slight drizzle after 12? Finn, what do you say?
Grey.
Oh.
Grey. Well, if it's cloudy...
It's grey.
It's going to be grey. And I'm going to give you both a point for getting that right. But it does mean with a score of 4 to Finn and 6 to Abby. Is that right?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I've got 7. But I've got 1, 2, 3, 4. I've got 5 for Finn.
5 for Finn, 7 for Abby Clancy. Abby Clancy's the winner! 5-year-old!
Yes, I am!
I might have added them up wrong, though. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Well, maybe you're not smarter than a 5-year-old, Dave.
This is the irony, isn't it?
Dave, I think you've got your scoring wrong.
Oh, whatever.
All right, well done, congratulations.
Thank you. Do I get a prize?
Yes, you do. You win a date with me.
Oh, fabulous.
At the night before Peter's next away game, actually somewhere far, like Argentina.
You sound desperate now, Chris.
I don't sound desperate, that's rubbish. I think.
Haven't you got a girlfriend?
Yeah, I have, but she's not here. So, it's fine. And I think, you know, if Abby fancied larger, fatter men who looked about 42 years old, then I might have been in with a chance.
Maybe you just need a little window to have some daylight in here and you might, like... Then you might...
That's right. I'm not getting enough daylight is why I look like a 42-year-old.
Maybe.
Brilliant. Thanks.
Are you younger than a 42-year-old?
Just look at the front cover of that programme from 6 years ago. Look at that booktooth freak. That's your man. Don't start having a go at me.
That's it. Peter. We fellows.
Peter, I think you're gorgeous.
We fellows.
Lovely.
He's taking this badly.
I want to stroke your chest hair and make purring noises.
You're pathetic, Chris.
I know. I do feel bad about myself.
Good.
I'm so lonely, Abby.
I'm not surprised.
I'm so lonely.
Oh, don't finish this interview on a sad note. Mm.
I hide behind this facade. I go home and I cry all day.
Do you know how do you take that off when you get home?
What?
All of that?
I take it off. I take the act off. Oh. And I leave it by the door.
Good.
And I curl up in a ball and I cry myself to sleep.
I'm not going to feel any sympathy for you, Chris.
I do a lot of work for charity.
Good. I like to know that.
I look after puppies and kittens.
Oh, I've got two kittens.
I've got two kittens.
How old are yours?
2 and 3.
They're full-grown cats in a kitten.
No, Abby, they've got a growth disorder.
Oh, no.
And they will remain kittens.
Oh, I want mine to be kittens, so if you give them like a little bit less food, they stay smaller.
Is that true?
Mm.
Well, I think that would have worked with me. You listen to that, Mum. If you'd give them a little less food, I'd
you
be smaller.
You wouldn't have had these problems.
I wouldn't love 42. Hey, listen, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
What are you going to do for the rest of the day? Oh, you got to go on this morning.
I'm going on this morning with Phil and Fern. I'm so excited. Nice. I love them. I want us to all have a giggling fit.
Oh, you will. I can help you.
Okay.
If you want to get some giggling out of them, right?
Okay.
You've got to go on. I'll give you something to say, and if you say it, they'll laugh.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
This is what I wanted to say. When they ask you the first question...
Mm-hmm.
So, Abby, tell us all about your show. I want you to say...
What are you trying to say?
I can't.
Yeah, you can.
Should I?
Yeah,
Caroline and kill me, I think.
No, don't love it. Just imagine the press. You go on there.
I don't want it.
And Abby and they go, Abby Clancy, welcome to the show. And you go, I was great to be here. and keep calling him Frillip.
And her
Ferned.
Ferned.
Ferned, I think you look lovely since you lost all your weight. And Philip, the silver fox, of course.
Oh, my God.
And then fall off the sofa onto the floor.
Did she fall on the floor?
No, she did not.
Oh, no.
But you should.
Oh, you should watch it on YouTube.
Oh, God.
Have you not seen it?
No, I feel sorry. I don't think it's funny.
No, I don't. I think it's really sad.
Mm.
Yeah, I do. I really, really feel sorry
for that husband of his.
Well, you know, he should be looking after her a little bit more, do you not think?
Mm.
But anyway, that said, I do feel sorry for her. But, yeah, it'd be really funny. Do you want to... We normally play this morning game where you've got to try and shoehorn some words into the interview. Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
You're shoehorning the ingredients of shepherd's pie.
Yeah, so you've got
lamb, brilliant. Carrots, mashed potato, gravy.
Medication. Choose and get medication in.
Medication.
And the ingredients for shepherd's pie, that's brilliant.
Yeah, that's the shepherd's pie I have.
Will I get into trouble doing that?
Of course not.
No. They love it.
Of course not.
Seriously.
Do they get onto it? Do they know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they'll know. Philip was on the phone this morning. He knows.
I heard him in the car when the taxi drive was 40 minutes late. So let me hope he's listening to me.
I'm sure he will be. He'll be scared now, Abby. Mm. The wrath of Clancy.
The poor man got abused.
I'm gonna stamp my foot near you.
I'm gonna make a formal complaint.
Really? Okay, why do you have your own driver? Alad could do it. We could lend him to you.
I'd love that.
And you'd be safe with him, you know.
Because I'm scared of driving now since my accident.
It wouldn't be like, what accident? Do you have a bad accident?
Mm.
Are you
tipped
right?
over on the motor, like crashed on the motorway and tipped over and went, knocked the barrier down and went onto oncoming traffic in a mini.
Really? Are you all right?
I didn't have a scratch on me.
Well, good. Thank God for that.
I know.
Have you been back in the car since?
Yeah, but only little trips. I haven't.
Have you driven past the point where you had your accident?
Yeah. Loads of times.
And you're all right there doing that?
Do you know, I got on the motorway a couple of weeks after me accident. I was following Peter home, and just as the point of the accident, we got to it, he started going faster. And I had a heart attack and I had a panic attack behind the wheel. And I was like, oh!
I would never treat you like that. Well, apart from anything, we've only got one car, so we'd have to share. But, you know... Well, I'm glad that you came out of that alive and you didn't want a scrap because, of course, you know, if you'd have damaged those lovely eyes or the bod, that's it. Matt Lamb would be like that. See ya.
Retouching nowadays, you wouldn't know.
Oh, there you go. It's fine. She's got her teeth hanging out, blood pouring out of her ears.
Yeah, brush all that.
I am here for the underwear shoot. None of that. I'm not really sure, love. You're not looking so hot. And the show's tonight, 7 o'clock, ITV2. It's the fashion show with Abigail Clancy. Give our love to Peter.
I will do.
And tell him, you know, we said hi.
Okay.
So what words were we giving her for this morning?
Mark.
Mark? Who's Mark?
Mark!
Mark! Give her 3.
Kerry's fella.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what?
Could I say, like, mark my words?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, that'd be good.
Or, Do you know what?
Top marks.
Abby has to get shepherd's pie in. That's a nice one. That's not that easy. It's an obvious one for anyone watching the show.
Mm-hmm.
Abby, welcome to the show. Thanks very much. I've just had shepherd's pie. Pardon? You just what?
Do we have to say the word shepherd's pie or the ingredients?
Shepherd's pie.
Otherwise, because if we make it too difficult for you and you try and do it, you'll come across like you're insane. So, Abby, tell us about your new show. Mince, carrots, peas, pardon, gravy, pardon, nothing.
It's quite easy to actually do that, you know, because we actually did a feature on the show the other week. I don't know if it's actually been on yet, about carrot pants.
Wow. What about mince
pants?
Which
are the pants that are wide at the top and skinny at the bottom?
Yeah, mine are the other way around.
Yours are sort of wide at the top and then the same all the way down.
Mine are wide at the top.
Yours are like
wide in the middle and wide at the bottom.
Like potato pants.
But that's only because I've got a very huge... So listen, well done and thank you. Good luck with everything.
Okay,
we'll be watching you on this morning later. Will you be wearing the outfit?
Yeah, because I got... I can't be bothered getting changed.
Oh, you look fine. You look lovely.
Thanks. I'll go into hair and makeup, then we'll...
You don't need it.
Spruce myself up a little bit.
You don't need it. And listen, don't walk out with a bottle of gin and go, I am Philip, I am Finn! Don't do it. It won't go down well. But you know what? It would be hilarious if you fell off the couch at the end of the interview.
Imagine.
And if they say, you're okay, just say, yeah, I just had shepherd's pie really late last week.
That's exactly what you say.
I'd love to be that naughty, but I'm too scared.
I don't understand what you're trying to say. I did a TV show last night. I wasn't talking like this yesterday, but look, it's early in the morning.
It's very early in the morning for her. She's on medication. I think it's very cruel that you're making jokes about her. She's really stopped that.
Doesn't bother me. She can do whatever she wants.
Exactly. You're not a keeper. Right, so thank you very much. Lovely Abby Clancy. Watch the show tonight. We'll see you soon, Abby.
Thank you
And
so
Abby
much.
Is smarter than a five-year-old.
I'm smarter than a five-year-old.